And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Many complex problems could arise in a giant multi-billion dollar enterprise like state government, but here's one that doesn't require a rocket scientist to solve. How to attract adequate staff to fill challenging jobs. As NC Policy Watch investigative journalist Kellen Lyons reported last week, North Carolina's juvenile detention facilities are in a state of crisis right now because they can't keep adequate staff or even get a lot of current staff members to show up for work. Fortunately, as Deputy Secretary of Juvenile Justice Billy Lasseter told Lyons, the source of the problem is obvious. The pay employees make is pathetically low for such tough and challenging work, just $35,000 per year, with little to no chance for a raise. Unfortunately, the solution to this problem, as with so many other underfunded state agencies, lies with the General Assembly's Republican leadership, which continues to prioritize regressive tax cuts over funding core public services. The bottom line, it's essential lawmakers address this dangerous situation and repair the damage caused by their cheapskate budgeting as soon as they return to Raleigh next month. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.